Hey there, awesome humans. Ilan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster of highs and lows with no control over the track? Well, grab onto your hats because today we're diving into something truly powerful. Mastering your emotions. This isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotional landscape, learning to navigate it with grace and wisdom, and ultimately using our emotions as fuel for a more fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They're powerful, they can be exhilarating, but if you let them sweep you away, you'll lose sight of your own path. Stoicism teaches us how to stand firm on the shore, observing those waves with clarity and resilience. Here's the deal. Mastering your emotions isn't some mythical superpower reserved for Zen masters. It's a skill you can cultivate, brick by brick, just like learning any other new skill. Think of it as emotional intelligence, the ability to understand, use, and manage your own feelings in positive ways. And guess what? Emotional intelligence is one of the most important things you can develop for success in life, whether that means achieving your goals, building strong relationships, or simply navigating the daily chaos with a sense of calm and purpose. So, how do we actually do this? Let's break it down into some practical takeaways. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to mastering anything is awareness. You gotta know what you're dealing with, right? Pay attention to your emotions throughout the day. Notice when they arise, what triggers them, and how they manifest in your body. Are you tense when you're stressed? Do your hands clench when you're anxious? This self-awareness is like having an emotional GPS. It helps you pinpoint exactly where you're in the emotional landscape. 2. Don't judge your emotions. Stoicism teaches us to accept our emotions without judgment. It's like this. Emotions are neutral, they're just data points. They don't define us or dictate our actions. Imagine a weather report. It tells you what the conditions are, but it doesn't tell you how to react to them. 3. Find your Stoic anchor. Think of Stoicism as your emotional anchor in the storm. When you feel overwhelmed by emotions, remember your core values. Wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These values provide a framework for making decisions and acting with integrity, even when things get tough. 4. Reframe your perspective. Ever hear the saying, look on the bright side? Well, there's some truth to it. Stoicism encourages us to reframe negative thoughts and situations into opportunities for growth and learning. 5. Practice mindfulness. This is your secret weapon for emotional mastery. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your emotional roller coaster and taking a deep breath. When you practice mindfulness, you become more aware of your emotions as they arise, allowing you to choose how you respond rather than reacting impulsively. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and suddenly a car cuts you off, nearly causing an accident. You feel your heart racing, anger bubbling up inside you, and maybe even a few choice words forming on your lips. Here's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of letting the anger take over and potentially escalating the situation, remember your Stoic anchor, your values of justice and temperance. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the frustration, but remind yourself that reacting angrily won't solve anything. You can choose to let it go, focusing instead on safety and moving forward. See? Emotional intelligence in action. So, what's the takeaway here? Mastering your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It's about building awareness, practicing mindfulness, choosing your responses wisely, and remembering that you have the power to navigate your emotional landscape with grace and strength. Remember, you are capable of incredible things when you learn to harness the power of your emotions. So go out there, be mindful, stay stoic, and make every day a masterpiece. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Leave us a review and join the conversation on our social media channels. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.